Classic Hits, 107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's Friday. We've got Sydney Brennan on the line with Zayers, your dietitian, with our recipe of the week. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, Sydney, I know it's not just Friday. It is Friday the 13th. So I got to ask, are you a superstitious person?
Ooh, you know what? I am a little stitious. If anybody is an Office fan out there, I think they'll get that reference.
I don't know if I'm necessarily superstitious. I just don't want to press my luck, you know? I'm avoiding ladders, that sort of thing, walking under those things.
I totally hear you. Me too.
Yeah, just don't want to press my luck. But, of course, we're always fortunate to be chatting, Sydney. And what do you have for our recipe of the week this week?
Yeah, so last week we talked about a great dinner recipe that worked really well for planning meals. So this week, we're going to talk about a recipe that's great for planning breakfast and lunches for the week. It's called Mini Egg Bites.
Sounds good. Sydney, take it away.
Yeah, so I love eggs. They're an easy and quick way to get some protein in. And these egg bites are like a little mini omelet that you can make in a muffin tin. It's a really great way that you can switch it up if you're getting tired of maybe taking hard-boiled eggs in your lunch or having them for breakfast. So to make this recipe, first you're going to whisk 12 eggs with some salt and pepper in a large bowl until that's well combined. Then you're going to evenly distribute your whisked eggs in a greased 12-cup muffin tin. I will stress, please grease your muffin tin, otherwise cleanup is not so fun. I'm speaking from experience. Now, this is the fun part. You get to decide whatever type of fillings you would like in your egg bites. So things that work really well are shredded cheddar cheese, you can do Parmesan cheese, chopped spinach, some diced bell peppers, mushrooms, onions, or tomatoes. So add whatever toppings you would like into your egg bites, making sure not to overflow your muffin tin. And then you're going to bake them in the oven at 350 degrees for about 15 minutes or until your eggs are set. And once they're cooled, you can store them in the fridge for up to 4 days. Or you can also freeze them and pull them out as needed on busy weeks for breakfast or lunches. Just reheat them in the microwave for about 30 seconds before serving and enjoy.
We will. Mini egg bites. Sounds terrific. We'll have that recipe of the week available on our social media, of course, at Facebook, Twitter, and with our website with mystratfordnow.com. Now, Sydney, we've been talking about this, the brand new year, month of January. For those of us that overindulged over the holidays, we're thinking of, making changes. But you've been having some great tips and great advice. And, of course, folks can reach out for counseling or for any nutrition information with this, Sydney. Sydney, any thoughts this morning in terms of heading into the new year?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've already been talking to lots of different clients and customers of theirs about, the concept of New Year's resolutions. And I think the thing I, always want to stress to people is that they don't have to be an all or nothing sort of an approach. So I think oftentimes we can feel like, I should go on this bad diet or things like that. But I'm here to tell you that it doesn't have to look that way. It can all be about really small, sustainable changes. And if that's something that, you're looking for support with, then I am here for you. So you can find my contact information on my Facebook page, which is Sydney B, your dietitian out there.
And I like, Sydney, some tips on your Facebook page in terms of those resolutions. Set aside 1 hour a week for self-care. Some great advice right there.
Yes, absolutely. I think, oftentimes when we think about nutrition, we just think about food, but the truth is that our health, there are so many different factors, that influence our overall health, and self-care is one of those things. So maybe pick up a coloring book for yourself, pick up a crossword puzzle, whatever it is that you enjoy. Those things are really helpful to focus on too.
And be sure to check out Sydney's Facebook page. And Sydney, before we let you go, we've got to winter back. Who would have thought in January we've finally got some snow this week? But you've got another great recipe idea. Anyone looking for a hot beverage to warm up on this chilly weather?
Yes, I just posted this morning a recipe that I have made many times before. It's a peppermint vanilla tea latte. So if you're looking to warm up this weekend after all this snow we've gotten, this is a really easy one that you can make at home. But as I wrote in the comments, make sure you remove your tea bag before you start whisking your milk, because I did not, and I ended up with some very gritty tea. So don't make that same mistake as I did.
And yes, make sure you grease the pan. We don't want those eggs sticking to the pan either.
Absolutely. I'm here for all the tips.
Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs, with our recipe of the week and so much more. And reach out to Sydney, and you can find her, of course, as Sydney B, your dietitian at Zehrs, on her Facebook page. Sydney, thank you so much, and we'll chat again. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Jamie. I hope everyone has a great weekend as well, and stay warm.